The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.
Sarah Slattery from TravelExpert.ie is with us. And Sarah, you want to talk about two Greek islands which are now served by direct flights from Dublin by Ryanair and Aer Lingus.
That's right. Hi, Matt. Yeah, I know we spoke about some of the islands before, but they were harder to get to. You had to get lots of boats and things, and they were expensive too. So these are two islands, Kos and Zakynthos, that are a lot more accessible. TUI always had package holidays there, but on last year Aer Lingus started and Ryanair started twice weekly, Tuesday and Saturday, to Kos direct, and Ryanair fly weekly to Zakynthos from Dublin as well. So lots more, and we still have the TUI package holidays as well, so lots more availability and competition on the route, which is good for everybody, I suppose.
Okay, tell us about Zakynthos.
Yeah, that Zakynthos, or it's also called Zante, people might know it as that, but it's probably most famous for the beach, Shipwreck Beach, or Navaggio Shipwreck Beach, which is probably one of the most photographed beaches in the world. If people are wondering what I'm talking about, a quick Google search and you'll go, oh yeah, that place. It's really dramatic. It's this cove, white cove beach with limestone cliffs and a shipwreck right in the middle of it that washed up on shore in 1980, and people have been visiting it ever since and photographing it ever since. But it really is spectacular to see it. The only way to get onto the beach is by boat. So you need to take a boat trip. But like, it's very reasonable for most of the resorts there. You're talking a 3-hour boat cruise is about €30, and you'll get to stop off in the Blue Caves along the way for swim stops. So you know, it's something that everybody would do if you're going to Zakynthos. It's definitely a must do.
And tell us about the turtles.
Yeah, another thing that Zakynthos is famous for are the loggerhead turtles. It's actually one of the most important breeding grounds in the Mediterranean for these. There's only 50,000 of them left. There used to be millions, several million anyway. So they're endangered, and Zakynthos has one of the largest population of them. But you can actually, they breed on the beach there in Lagunas during the summertime. And you can actually see sometimes, you can even see the eggs hatching. So now obviously it's a protected area, so you know, parts of the beach will be cordoned off, but it's just generally overall there's lots of places to go snorkeling with turtles. There's actually an island called Turtle Island, which you can rent hire your own little boat and go out to, or get an excursion out to. So yeah, very easy to go snorkeling with them in lots of places throughout the island.
And then you could also take a ferry, even though you've actually come in on a direct flight, and go to Kefalonia, couldn't you?
Yeah, Zakynthos is one of the Ionian islands, so it's where people are thinking geographically it's the west side. It's where Corfu is and Kefalonia. And Kefalonia is actually the largest of them. It's even bigger than Corfu, but it's really unspoiled. Like, Zakynthos is pretty much touristy. You've got your, you know, nightlife, lots of family-friendly resorts, you know, kids' clubs, water parks, all that kind of thing. It's your typical summer holiday destination. Kefalonia is much more unspoilt. So if you were looking to kind of either do a day trip or do a two centre and spend a couple of nights there, it's where the Captain Corelli's Mandolin was filmed. It's just your really authentic Greek island. And it's big, like it's, as I said, it's a large island. So you could spend a couple of days there, or you can do a boat trip. It's about a 3-hour ferry ride from Zakynthos, and it's a very popular two centre type holiday.
Zakia Beach, is that on Kefalonia or is that back in Zakynthos?
Sorry, that's Zakynthos. These are just, I suppose, a couple of the things to do if you're there. That's just one. It's a beach that's off the beaten track. And I haven't been to this myself, but everybody says, it's a long time since I was there. It said it's one of those beaches that you have to visit, because the colour of the sea is just this extraordinary shade of turquoise. I've seen images of it. It's due to the, it's natural spring water that has these sulphur deposits that come off the rocks into the sea, which you can actually see them pouring into the sea in some areas, and it creates this incredible shade. But it's one of the best beaches in the Zakynthos, and a definite must visit.
Okay, now tell us about Kos.
Yeah, Kos, there's actually even more flights to Kos. There's 4 flights a week to Kos now with Aer Lingus and Ryanair, and then we have the TUI charter flight on a Wednesday as well. So definitely a place that you should get good value to. And if you do want to do island hopping, it's one of the Dodecanese Islands. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's like where Rhodes is as well. But there's gorgeous, like, little real whitewashed low-rise buildings in these islands, a bit like the Cyclades, a bit like that, those iconic kind of Paros, Mykonos type near there. So you can do like a three-island cruise from Kos to Kalymnos and Plati and Saryamos. It's €35 for the day. Like, it's that kind of price. It's really, really cheap. You can also go over to Bodrum in Turkey. It's a 30-minute ferry ride to Bodrum. So if you were looking to kind of go to Greece and wanted to do a bit of island hopping, but didn't want to, obviously to take advantage of the direct flights and don't want to spend an arm and a leg like the prices in Mykonos and Paros and Santorini and that, this is a really good alternative. Just if you want to do a bit of adventure, it's a small island. Great nightlife in Kos Town, a real kind of cosmopolitan town, lovely marina there, but also has lots of archaeological sites as well, a lot of history, ancient ruins in Kos Town and throughout the island. It's also great for cycling. It's small, like I think it's like 40 kilometres long by 11 wide or something. So a lot of people just cycle everywhere. So it's, definitely one that if you were kind of up for a bit of adventure, wanted things to do and like combine a bit of nightlife and a bit of culture with some island hopping, Kos is definitely a good spot.
I'm just looking at the temperatures for Kos in the coming weekend and they're ranging between 16 and 23 degrees. And getting warmer next week. By the time you get to the summer, and given the way the temperatures have been going in Greece, could it actually be that you could book for July or August and find it's almost too hot? You could be in the high 30s, even as far as 40 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's so hard to know anymore, isn't it? I mean, I remember last year in May, we had like 40 degrees in Spain. So it's just impossible to tell. I suppose traditionally, if you're, the earlier you go, avoid July, August would be, I mean, that would be the case, I suppose, if you can, in most places for price, for crowds, for everything and for heat. But now, there's nothing to say that Greece is going to be any hotter than France or Spain anymore. Like, it's just impossible to predict. So
that's true.
They are, it really, really is. I mean, I suppose the Ionian Islands are further north. They're west. They wouldn't be as hot as some of the ones in the south, like the Crete or the Rhodes and that. But again, like, it's just, it's a guessing game, really.
Well, give us a couple of deals if you were to put together your own package.
Yeah, what I found was the Aer Lingus and Ryanair flights were great value off peak. In July, August, you're definitely better off to take a package holiday with TUI. They were much cheaper. But like the Ryanair flights to Zakynthos started really early. Now, bear in mind, this is north. West weather may not be as guaranteed, but they're starting on the 5th of April. So there's flights, return flights on the 26th of April for a week to Zakynthos for €60 return at the moment at Ryanair. So like, that's just obviously incredible. It's probably as cheap as to get the train to Cork. But because some things aren't always open and because of weather, I picked a 5-star hotel just to kind of, so at least if you don't get the weather, you can have the lap of luxury. A 5-star hotel there, an all-inclusive resort with all your meals, drinks, everything included, is $412 for a week. It's called the White Olive Elite Hotel. I have it all of this is on the website. But so for a full package for a week, you're talking $472, which, like, incredible way to kickstart the summer, I think.
And then you have a family package holiday for two adults and two children from the 17th of July for how much?
Yeah, I picked a self-catering, a more sort of authentic holiday for a family. I mean, there's loads of water parks and kids clubs and all that sort of properties if you want them. But this is just a basic self-catering apartment for families looking for a more authentic Greek holiday. It's in a place called Tingaki in Kos. I stay there myself. Gorgeous beach. They're called the Mayflower Apartments. And a family of four, $2,140 on the 17th of July. That includes flights, transfers, baggage and 7 nights accommodation for a family of four.
Okay.
I think officially 3-star rated, but they're 5-star reviews on TripAdvisor. Just a nice, proper kind of old-fashioned family breakaway.
Sarah Slattery from travelexpert.ie. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.